This is the closing market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. We're on the phone with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group, wrapping up another day in the ag marketplace, and we are reporting here from the Farm Progress Show in Decatur, Illinois. First off, Bill, we're halfway through the week. What have we seen going on in the grain and livestock markets today?
We had pressure today. Generally, the markets, even though the corn yield was 6 bushel under what the August USDA number was, the market's still dealing with a record crop. Harvest is starting soon. Also, producers may have to sell some grain to clear some room in the bins for this upcoming crop. So that put some pressure on the market. A Chinese delegate was in D.C. this week, but I don't think they made too much headway in setting up a U.S.-China trade deal, which we badly need. It starts with President Trump and President Xi meeting in person. I don't think that's been set up yet. So that's kind of overhanging the market, cap and rally, especially on the beans. Exports have been good, but not quite enough to overcome the big supply coming, harvest pressure coming. The market did rally into the Pro Farmer Tour, and a little after that, it is correcting a little bit from that. But I still think possibly the lows were put in after the report.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll look at the numbers next.
I'm Scott Schulte, host of the Cow Guy Close on RFD-TV, and I'm inviting you to the Summer Soy Series from the Iowa Soybean Association. We'll dig into trade, energy, policy, and the markets, and what they mean for your farm. I'll be your keynote speaker alongside a lineup of folks who truly understand agriculture. We're in Waverly August 26th, Holstein at Atlantic on the 27th, and Sigourney in Nevada on the 28th. Register now at iasoybeans.com.
September corn down 5 even at 382.5. September soybeans down 1.5 at 1027 and a quarter. September soybean meal down 410 at 293.10. Soybean oil down 29 cents at 52.47. On the Merck, October live cattle up $1.32 at 239.52. September feeders up 35 cents at 365.40. October lean hogs up 47 cents at 93.90. And October pork cutout went unchanged at 102.22. September class 3 milk down 43 cents at 18.20. Thanks again to Bill Moore of Price Futures for joining us today. That's been a check of the closing markets here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith.